This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
I'm John Batch with my colleagues, Hussein Akhani and Bill Raggio. Bill, the Kataib Hezbollah, the Iraqi-based, Iran-bossed militia that attacked American personnel and our allies, the Kurds, in a combination of outposts, Syria, Jordan, and Iraq. Since we last spoke, I do not see a report of any more rockets or drones or harassing fire from Kataib Hezbollah following the strike in West Baghdad on one of their commanders. Has the decap strike worked? Is that what we're seeing, Bill?
John, certainly the U.S. has not decapitated Hezbollah brigades or any of the other plethora of militias that operate in Iraq and as well as in Syria. The U.S. killed a mid-level commander of one of the groups, but most of the attacks targeted weapons storage facilities and launch sites, things of that nature. What appears to have happened, there's a report out there and it's unconfirmed and we don't know because we're not in the room. Apparently the Iranians went to the militias and said, hey, dial it back. And that may be the reason where this has happened. I find it's curious if that's the case. Does it mean that the strikes were successful? I suspect they haven't been successful. That's not the reason they've been deterred. Iran very likely has a motivation for doing this. It's really odd, John. The Iranians, on one hand, want us to believe that they don't control these militias, that these militias act on their own. And to a degree, they have a degree of autonomy. So it's useful for the Iranians to have us believe that at a certain point. And then at other times, it's useful for the Iranians for us to think that they have control of the militias and can get them to escalate and de-escalate. So it is curious to see what the motivations are. But the attacks certainly appear to have stopped. I have seen some unconfirmed reports of some minor attacks, but none of these have been confirmed in either the press or by the Department of Defense. So it remains to be seen. Again, we don't know the motivations for this, and I do certainly don't attribute it to the strength of the strikes or killing a mid-level commander. There has to be other reasons for this that we are just not aware of.
And Bill, if we understand it correctly, the Kataib Hezbollah heretofore, have they been an effective military unit when going up against the U.S. or our allies, the Kurds, or are they standoff raiders? How have they been perceived? We have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, Kataib Hezbollah or Hezbollah Brigades is one of the original offshoots of the Mahdi Army back in the early into mid 2000s. This is a very dangerous, very deadly organization. It was one of the three groups responsible for killing over 600 American troops and largely in the EFP or those explosively formed penetrator attacks, their form of IEDs, as well as ambushes and other types of attacks. And they've been one of the main drivers in the attacks on the U.S. bases for the last decade. I definitely do not consider this group to be insignificant. It is probably one of the more dangerous of the Iraqi militias. There's several others, Asib al-Haq and Iman Ali brigades. I could go on and on with the names. They're all very dangerous, especially in aggregate. There's hundreds of thousands of fighters that have training, weapons, cash, and influence and intelligence being provided by Iran.
Mr. Ambassador, we have a minute. I just want to see if I've understood the lesson correctly. Mariam Sharif is the heir apparent. She's the future. Is that the Sharif vision, Mr. Ambassador? We have a minute.
Absolutely. And similarly, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, Benazir Bhutto's son, Asif Zardari's son, is the future of the Pakistan People's Party. That annoys the young people who support PTI and Imran Khan because they say this is dynastic politics. But ironically, Imran Khan's party has also put up as a candidate for prime minister the grandson of Pakistan's first military dictator. So basically, dynasties are well entrenched. Imran Khan may not have one of his own, but his party has many in it. And yes, Maryam is very charismatic. Rather, a very politically attractive figure. And the hope of the family is that she will rally the base back after some economic stability.
Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute. Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.